So often life encourages us to go outside our comfort zone, and we kind of get pushed out, kicking and screaming. You don't want to go. I don't want to be outside my comfort zone. I need to stay in the air condition. Well, I have a fun way that you can put yourself outside your comfort zone. It's fun and it's really not hard at all. And I'm really excited to share my experience with you in this episode. Hi, I'm Wendy Bergen. I'm just a regular mom with a husband, a bunch of kids, and some dogs, and I'm the founder of Joyfully Prepared, a business dedicated to teaching busy moms skills like gardening, food preservation, natural remedies, and more, so they can take care of themselves through developing talents, supporting their families with confidence, and saving money. I've rolled down the mountain of accomplishment so many times that I have skinned knees, grass in my teeth, and sticks in my hair. All of these mistakes have actually allowed me to become more confident in my knowledge and skills. I'm eager to learn and strive to create a space where people want to learn. Oh, I'm not perfect. In fact, someone once described me as the queen of preparedness, but normal, without scaring people. Whether it's canning, gardening, emergency preparedness, or anything else, I teach others to feel confident in learning it. Hi, this is the Joyfully Prepared podcast, and I'm your host, Wendy Bergen, and I am always so grateful for listening and sharing the podcast. I really appreciate it. So in Florida, during the wintertime, is their strawberry season. That's when strawberries come on, and there's a big festival called Florida Strawberry Festival. It's a very unique name. And it's like a county fair, just like, you know, in your county, in your state fair, county fair. This is a county fair. So they bring rides in and they have acts that come in. It's a really big deal here in Central Florida. Part of it is also a little contest where people can enter their homemade jams and jellies, woodworking projects, toys that they've made, things they've sewed, needlepoint, leatherwork. Lots of quilts, lots of different things. And I was asked to be over the food preservation division contest. And this was really a fun experience for me. I've never done anything like this before. And it was fun to meet all the people who were working during the festival, but also the people who were entering their jams and jellies and other canned foods. It was just really fascinating to see what people would enter as well. And so the first day we received all the entries, and then the second day we did the judging. Now, I wasn't in charge of the judging, the taste testing. I was over the judges. And I helped explain things or instruct them on what they're looking for or why this tastes this way. For instance, there was a jam or a couple jams that had a funny little aftertaste. And part of when you submit your jam or your entry, you have to also submit the recipe and the how you processed it, how you canned it. And I looked on the recipe and it said that it had the pink box, the pink Sure Gel box. Now, Sure Gel is a brand of pectin to help your jams and jellies set up. The pink box is one that you can use that you can put in that doesn't use as much sugar if you don't want as much sugar in it. I do not prefer that myself, but it does give a little funky aftertaste. So I could look on the recipe and when they're like, this has a weird aftertaste, I can say, this is why, something like that. So I would instruct them like, this is probably why it gelled a little funny, or this didn't do such and such, or that lid didn't pop off right, or this one's really gross. They didn't wash it. Just different things like that. So I was able to, you know, like I said, just be there, instruct them. I did taste test though. Like I got just dipped my spoon in there. I got a little plate. There were some that were really, really delicious. Like, and I took photos of some of the recipes because I'm like, I need to have this. But it was a really fun experience. And what I think I loved the best, I did enjoy the tasting. That was really fun. But I really, really enjoyed meeting the people who were submitting their canned goods to the contest. And they were just normal people. And they were just submitting these jams, jellies, and canned foods. I've never done anything like this before. I've never submitted anything because I was always like, oh, that's not good enough. It'll never win. So what? So this is the fun. I'm going to tell you why you should participate. Besides it being fun, because it's just fun. Because you can always say, I submitted my jam. I submitted my jelly. I submitted my pickles. I did this. And it kind of becomes like really fun. I want to do it myself, but I can't because I'm the judge or, you know, the chairperson. So I can't do it. Doesn't matter if you win at all. Trust me. And what's interesting is that the judges in this case came from all walks of life. Everybody had a different, nobody was a professional taste tester. Everybody came from different, they were old, they were young, different walks of life. We had six judges that were judging all the canned goods, and some, the one table loved the pickled Brussels sprouts. They love the pickled Brussels sprouts, but the other table did not like them. And so even though the first table gave the pickled Brussels sprouts like the 40 out of 40, the other table did not. And so the average for the pickled Brussels sprouts came down, and, you know, they had to debate on which was the better product to give them the grand championship. So it was really fun though, because you don't know. And then one lady, she's adorable. She submitted her kumquat jam, and she had won the grand championship down in her county with this kumquat jam. But up here where ours was, she did not win. They didn't really like the texture of it. I don't know why. Evidently down where she lives, it's kumquat, you know, valley down there. I don't know. It's like a big place. And so people know what to expect from kumquat jam. Up here, not so much. Guess what the grand champion, but they call it the grand champion ribbon. We had about 30, maybe a little less, 20, at least 25 jam jelly submissions. And the one that won was a simple strawberry jam. The end. Regular recipe, nothing exciting, loads of sugar, just a pure strawberry jam. That's what won the grand championship for the jams and jellies. That cracked me up. We had submissions for jams and jellies. The one I really liked was, there was a lime curd. I thought that was delicious. Somebody made a pina colada jam. To me, that should have been the winner, but I'm not in charge of that. They had a strawberry balsamic pepper jam. That was quite tasty. You had lots of different marmalades that came in here. Lots of variations on the strawberry jam, peach strawberry, strawberry margarita. I do have a recipe for that if anybody wants it. That's a really good one. Peach strawberry, strawberry margarita. I can't remember the other ones, but lots of different ones. That was really fun. So we tested all those. And so just submit something, create something. If you're going to be canning something, just submit. Go ahead and put it in the contest. You need to find out what your festival is, your county fair, what they call it, if it's a festival or a fair, whatever. And you need to go on and see what their guidelines are for submission. So like ours, you had to process it with USDA rules, whatever it's called, policies. Like there are a lot of people, and it might be you. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just trying to teach you how to win this contest. But there are people who will make jam, and they'll pour the boiling hot jam into a jar, a clean, sterilized jar, put the lid and ring on it, and just turn it upside down. And they will not process it in a water bath, even though it should be by USDA regulations. And that works for some people, but we did, and that's how they go. That's fine. In the contest, you can't do that. And we did have one lady who submitted some pickle relish, and she did not have on her recipe that she had processed it by a water bath or a pressure canner, but you would process this in a water bath, which is just a boiling It's a water bath is boiling. It's called boiling water bath. And you bring a kettle full of water up to boil, and then you put your jars in it so that there's at least an inch over the top of the jar, and you boil it for whatever time the regulations say. So for jam, usually it's about 5 minutes, maybe for pickle relish, it was 10 or 15. I don't know, but she didn't do that in her thing. And I even questioned her before she left it. I said, it doesn't say you water bath this. She goes, oh no, it's just hot jars. And we pour the boiling pickle relish right in there and put the lid and everything's fine. Like, no, that's, you're not going to win. So we didn't even open that jar because I didn't want my judges. It was probably fine, but it wasn't. So she got a white ribbon. She submitted something at least though. And I was talking to one of the people that were helping me. She was delightful. And the whole point of having this experience is to get a little bit better. So when we were judging, the judges would say, oh my gosh, this tasted so good. Maybe next time, not so much pepper, or it was a little runny, but this was really pretty. Whatever, there were comments to be put on the back of the card so that the person could, you know, be happy about it. We always found something good about their whatever they submitted. But hopefully if they didn't win, or maybe they got a lesser ribbon, they could improve. And that's the whole point of these, getting outside your comfort zone is improvement. That's what really it is. We become and evolve into a higher thinking person, a higher doing person because of experiences. And when you put yourself outside the comfort zone on purpose, it's scary, but this is a fun way to do it. Okay. So it doesn't have to be perfect what you're doing. I had another one. I didn't even open their jars. I didn't want to touch their jars. It was just grimy. Like I was like, no, we're not eating this. Cause no, it was, the outside was all gross and grimy. When they took the jam, it was just a strawberry jam. They took the strawberry jam out of the water bath canner to let it cool. They did not remove the lids. Nope, they did not remove the rings that hold the lids down to wipe and wash underneath where the threads of the jar are. And a lot of times when you're canning something inside the water bath, because it's boiling in the jar, sometimes the goop kind of comes out through the lid and the lid and the jar, there's a little space while it's boiling and it can kind of get around the threads of the jar. And if you don't remove the rings, then to wash it, it'll just get goopy. And anyway, I always remove my rings and wash, and these people did not. And it was just gross. And so I refused to let my judges taste that. So they got a white ribbon too, but I said something nice about whatever it was. But it doesn't have to be perfect. That's my point. It doesn't have to be perfect. You'll learn something and you will have done this thing. That's so cool. Okay. It's fun to do something new. Just do it. Go do it. I'll just keep saying fun over and over again because it's just more fun to be fun. Number three, it grows your confidence. You did this thing. You went outside your comfort zone. You found the parking lot. You walked across the street, or you found the right building. That's always the scary part for me. I don't know about y'all. Parking is the scariest part of going anywhere for me. I don't know what to expect about parking. I probably won't go. Seriously, that's my problem. I want to go to the thing, but if I don't know what parking's going to be like, I'm scared. I'm not going. Yeah, it's pitiful, but it's the truth. So if you've done this, if you've not only just canned this thing and you filled out all the information, the recipe and the form and all the things, then you drive yourself down to the county fairgrounds, you find the parking, you find the building, you find the place to submit it, and then you submit it. That's amazing. Please believe me that I am sincere when I say that. I really believe that. Your confidence has just grown. And now you know something that you didn't know the day before. You know where to drive to. You know where the building is. You know who the people are. You know what to expect. Sometimes the expectations just to stop us in our tracks because we're like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know where to bark. I don't know if the people will be nice to me. I will be very nice to you if you submit an entry in my food preservation contest. I will be very nice and I'll be happy that you're there. I think next year I'm going to have stickers printed just for the fun of it. You know how you get a sticker where you said, I voted, when you go vote, they give you a sticker, I voted, like you're, you know, a 3-year-old. I think I'm going to get a sticker that says something like, I entered something in the Strawberry Festival. I'm going to, because that's fun. Let's go have fun. Okay. So you don't have to be perfect. It's fun to try something new. You'll grow your confidence and you may win. You never know. You might win. It may be just a simple strawberry jam and you just might win. It was not anything complicated. It was just a simple strawberry jam that won the grand championship. And on top of that, you get to carry that title with you for a whole year. Just like when you have the, you know, whoever wins the Super Bowl or the Final Four in college basketball, they're the reigning champs for the, you know, that whole season, that whole year, they get to be the champ. So whoever won that grand champion jam ribbon this year, she gets to say, I won that for a whole year. That's super cool. I think that's super cool. Okay. You can just do that. Now, let me share with you how to win. Dun, dun, dun. If you want to win, you want to pick something that's probably not a jam or a jelly, because everybody does that. So I would go more towards the pickles. We had pickles and relishes. That was one. And then they did like sauces. And then we had regular canned food. There were only two entries in canned food. So canned fruits, canned vegetables, canned meats. There were only two entries. One was an Indian lentil stew, which was delicious, and one. And the other one was tomatoes. Somebody canned some Italian-style tomatoes. Those were the only two entries in canned foods. So I would be right there. I don't know. I'd be packing up some ground beef. I would can some carrots. You don't have to grow the food yourself. You just have to can it. So you could can peaches. There were no canned peaches. There was nothing like that was in that category, just two entries. So I would certainly go towards that one. Jams and jellies is just going to be chuck full. Pickles and relishes, and those will be a good one. Somebody did some spiced peaches, pickled peaches. That was kind of interesting. Someone, like I said, did Brussels sprouts, pickled Brussels sprouts. And the other one that was amazing was a pickled squash. Oh, those were so good. I got the recipe for that too. If you want it, I'll let you know. So I would go in that direction, like go where there would be the least amount of people entering something. Number two, make sure that all your paperwork is complete. Number three, make sure when your jars are done that they're washed, that you've taken the rings off, washed inside the rings, that you washed around the threads of the jar at the top. Make sure that you've labeled it the way the guidelines for the contest want you to label it. Make the packaging cute as well. If you have a cute little label to put on it with the name of the product, you know, however, make it, it can be cute. You don't need to like go overboard or anything like that, but a cute little label. The judges really liked it when somebody brought in a jar that was canned. It was a jam that was canned in a jar that had a little handle on it. So it was like a little mug jar. They thought that was so cute. It had a cute little label on it. They thought that was just cute. Look at the packaging. This is just so cute. She just went out of her way. Da, 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 da. And so that was interesting. Me, it was fine. I just want to eat the jam. Okay. So make sure your jars are clean. Make sure your labeling is clear. Make sure your paperwork is filled out. Those, and make sure I would enter a category that's not jams and jellies. But this is what I'm going to say. If you only know how to can a jam or a jelly or something like that, enter it. You don't know. It could be the one. It could be the winner. You do all the other stuff I just said, that could be the winner. I say pina colada jam. That's the one I say. That's the one. That was the one for me. So I think that you should plan on entering something in your county fair, your state fair, even. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Nobody knows. When you see that jar of jam on a shelf displayed with a big ribbon or with a white ribbon, nobody knows who you are. So it's not like people are like, oh, look what she did. Nobody knows who you are. So you are incognito. You are just up on that shelf. You did something. You did something that you never did before. So I encourage you to step outside your comfort zone. I encourage you to try something a little different. I encourage you to try a skill. And if it means entering it into something, go for it. Do it. It's a wonderful thing to just try. And people appreciate that you tried. The judges appreciate it. The people who run these festivals and contests, they really want you to participate. They want there to be entries. So I want you to try and tell me what you do. I want to know what you do. You can email me or go on my website, joyfullyprepared.com, and send me an email message. You can go to my free Facebook group, which is Joyfully Prepared, super easy, and tell me what you did. And I want to celebrate. I want to be your biggest cheerleader. So if you needed any other ideas of recipes or things to submit, let me know. And I can talk about that too. All right. Thanks again for listening. Thank you so much for listening to Joyfully Prepared. I'm grateful for you and appreciate you inviting me into your life. Please subscribe and tell all your friends about this delightful podcast. Leaving a joyful review would earn you all sorts of karma points too. I invite you to join my free Facebook group at www.joyfulprepgroup.com and join with other like-minded mothers.